Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. So this is, you know, I got to tell you, sometimes I get annoyed when I listen to a podcast and it's like, it's a replay, it's a repeat, but we hand select. We spend a lot of time, Jen and I, talking about when we are not here for a week, we're still here. You know what I mean? We're still here.
And this is a new introduction. Just picture me in Germany right now, everyone, hanging out with my stepson. But yes, we do hand select, going back through, thinking about what we need to revisit.
These are curated.
Yes, yes. It's an edit.
Yeah, it's an edit. So we really think about the episodes that we really liked or really and feel kind of right for the moment right now. We don't just like kind of like close our eyes and do like a grab bag. So we picked this interview with Dr. Dendy Engelman because A, Dr. Dendy Engelman feels like always relevant for the moment. If you don't know who Dr. Dendy Engelman is, Jen, take it away. Who is Dr. Dendy Engelman?
Yeah, friend of the pod, I would say. She's a board-certified dermatologic surgeon at Schaefer Clinic Fifth Avenue. I think when we originally recorded with her, she was at a different office. She's been there for a while. She attended medical school at the Medical University of South Carolina and did her residency at Mount Sinai here in Manhattan. She's the director of dermatologic surgery at New York Medical College. She oversees the training of Mohs surgeons. She herself is a Mohs surgeon, so she does do skin cancer surgery. But she's also worked with a lot of skincare companies, both on development and education and helping people learn about topical products. And topicals is one of her loves, I would say, and one of ours.
Yeah, she's kind of like, yeah, she is. She's somebody who is like, she's a brilliant dermatologist, but I think she's also like, kind of like a beauty editor on the side. Like she's, oh, yeah. She's friends with all the beauty editors. She really knows the market. Like she's a real kind of like girl's girl too. Like I don't know if you've ever seen her. Go look on her Instagram. Like she's
she's a beauty girl. Yeah.
She's a girl, Southern Belle.
Please, like
she's
all woman these has like 85 degrees. Who are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm calling her Southern Belle. I'm making her sound like she's like a, she just kind of looks like she walks into a room and I'm like, whoa, I'm sorry. You have like 9 degrees and you know, like she's incredible. She's incredible. So with Dr. Dendy Engelman, we could have talked to her about a million different things, but we really focused our conversation on, and what did we call this episode? It was like retinoids, retinol, retinoic
acid.
Like we could have added retinal if we recorded it.
I actually don't think we touched on retinal, something we've brought up more recently here in 2021.
Yeah.
But it is a great primer for learning about how these products affect your skin, what they can do for you, choosing the right product for your skin. It's a good one.
Yeah. It's hyper specific. And if you have any questions about retinol, I have a feeling we're going to at least answer probably like at least half of them.
Oh, I was going to come in with 90% with a big claim. We're going to, if we don't though, please post on the Instagram story that I'm going to put up when this comes up. We'll talk to Dr. Dendy. We'll get you the answers that are missing, but I really think you'll learn a lot. So enjoy it, everyone.
Welcome.
Welcome, Dendy.
Can we also say she's like just did Dr. Oz show this morning, is about to fly out where to South Carolina to go home for Thanksgiving?
Yep.
But me time for us.
And looking gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, you always look flawless.
That's what we want. We want some of that. Rub that off on
us. I had to look camera ready for the podcast.
Of course. So before, we really want to talk about topical anti-agers because we get so many questions from listeners and it can be really confusing. But before we get into that, I have to ask you to tell the story you told once about how it's sort of like preordained that you would be a dermatologist, about like where you grew up, what your dad does. How did you get into dermatology?
Well, my dad is a family doctor, and he kind of treated the whole town. I'm from a small town in South Carolina called Somerville, right outside of Charleston. And I always loved medicine. I felt like since the 10th grade when we went on a field trip to the hospital, he took our chemistry class, that I was like, I could do this. And so followed in his footsteps. And then I always loved dermatology just because I felt like it was very fun to see the disease you were treating and to see if it was getting better or getting worse. And you're really engaged with the patient more because they too can see, unlike, you know, blood pressure, you don't really see that getting better or worse, or diabetes. This was something that patients can tell is actually resolving. And it's very powerful. And we know the visual is very powerful in how we feel. And so it's quite a competitive specialty. And so you don't really start medical school saying you want to be a dermatologist. There are just not very many spots. And so I was very lucky to get it. And I still joke that my dad was like the only father on the planet who was bummed out that his daughter matched in dermatology, because I think he wanted me to be a general practitioner like him. But there's still a lot of general medicine and dermatology, and I don't just do aesthetics, and I do skin cancer surgery as well. So I think I'm still practicing, you know, for the inside and out of patients.
And that's what you teach at the medical college, right?
Yes, like I work with the fellow in Mohs surgery and laser medicine.
Got it. But then also, this is my favorite part about your growing up story, there was a red door on your street.
So that's totally come full circle as far as my connection now with Elizabeth Arden brand is three doors down.
It was three doors down. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
Elizabeth
it was like a cross
Arden owned the home where I grew up, right next, three doors down from there. And it's still mandated to have a red door. And it was her winter home. And so it's a beautiful home in South Carolina. And so I will take my children to play in the yard this weekend while we're home in for Thanksgiving, because a judge lives there. It's always been a home of powerful women. Lily Pulitzer, her mother actually bought the house from Elizabeth Arden. So randomly, this house has had a lot of history and powerful women. And now today, a female judge lives there who's a very girl power kind of person. So
you're friends with them?
Yeah. You know them? I used to babysit their children. And so I still have a relationship with that house, and it's really fun that that narrative has come full circle as far as me now consulting with the brand, because we always refer to it as the Elizabeth Arden house ever
since
I was a little
girl.
So all I knew was this New Yorker woman was really powerful and wore red lipstick, but that was my image of beauty growing up.
Is it decorated nicely for the holidays?
It's a beautiful home.
I picture it being really beautiful around the holidays.
It's very pretty.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's talk business. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, people come to you to see you, you know, for like their skincare needs. I'm not talking so much about like the more serious things like the Mohs and all of that, but anti-aging. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that your patients have gotten more savvy about topicals, or are people just as confused as ever?
Both. I think that there's so much information out there that they really have access to things, and patients will read and listen to fantastic podcasts like y'all's and really come to know ingredients much more than we did when I came out of training. And quite honestly, there's so many new ingredients, more so than when I came out. I mean, when I was in medical school, there was sunscreen that wasn't that great. There were retinols and retinoids, and we hadn't even really, and maybe just the tip of ceramides, but there wasn't even really, I remember reading Nick Perricone's book in medical school talking about vitamin C being this amazing antioxidant. Mm-hmm. But like now that's so commonplace that we know where all of these ingredients fit. But we really can change the quality and the beauty of the skin through skincare, where historically you had to do much more aggressive interventions. And so I love the skincare category because it's ever exploding and we're finding new ways to change the skin that don't have to involve a dermatologist. Because I don't think it's fair that only the, you know, wealthiest or the celebrities can afford beauty. I think it needs to be available to everyone, no matter what your socioeconomic status is. And so I love that we have that at all price points and it's really available for everyone now.
Mm-hmm. What's a mistake that you feel people are making that could be aging them prematurely? People come in and you're like, okay, first thing, stop doing that.
Yeah. All day, every day, and especially right after the summer, because I feel like my patients are quite savvy and they're younger and younger wanting more aggressive interventions even before they need it. But they'll be mahogany tan. And they're talking about
like a white person.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like
mahogany.
Well, I mean, they're just so dark. And they're like, but I wore sunscreen. And they act like one drop is like this protective vortex that will keep them safe all summer.
They put it on in the morning and like they forgot about it.
And they never reapply and they don't apply enough. And it's not the sexiest thing we talk about all day long. I mean, there's certainly more fun things to talk about, but it's just like, don't put your skin in a damaged state, and you'll already be winning the game at the end, you know, at the end of life. Because if we only do 15 minutes a week of damage over a lifetime, that's a lot. And so the things that age us, wrinkles and sunspots, are going to appear if we haven't protected the skin. So in protection, I do lump in antioxidants and environmental shields, like pollution shields, and of course, good sunscreen.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those ingredients because that's where I think the confusion happens. First and foremost, you mentioned retinol because it's been around for a while. Why does every freaking dermatologist go back to this one ingredient?
And can I also just like tack on, you said retinols and retinoids. Can you also just
like, what's the difference?
Yeah, can you just like get real clear on that? Because I was like, I thought everything was a retinoid and there's retinols with like the light. Yeah,
retinoic acid.
Like the gentle ones.
Yeah. So y'all, when you asked the first question about like, are people savvier and are they confused? The answer is yes. They are savvier because there's more to know, but it's also confusing when you get granular. You're right. It's like, yeah, we know vitamin A derivatives. And that's what retinols and retinoids are. They both come from the same family of vitamin A. Retinols tend to not be as strong. And we used to think about prescription retinoids coming from dermatologists, and that's like Retin-A or Adapalene or Differin. Now Differin is over-the-counter, so it is a prescription retinoid that's now available over-the-counter. You don't need a prescription for it. It just became over-the-counter about a year and a half ago. So instead of it being like $300 at the pharmacy, it's now $12, which is great. So talking about access to everyone. And traditionally, retinol and vitamin A products were formulated for acne. And that's where we use them in the dermatologic space in prescription management of acne. And then what we found over time was people's skin texture was better, it reversed sun damage, helped with fine lines, wrinkles, skin tone, the discoloration, the superficial pigment would release. And so that's why when you say, why does every dermatologist talk about retinol or retinoids? Because they fix so many issues that patients come to us with.
Mm-hmm. Is it also because they have perhaps a longer history that we knew about them? So they've, you know, these newer ingredients might not yet have all those studies behind them and things like that.
I think that's fair. I mean, I think we would all love something that was as effective as retinol because it would make us more interesting during these times than to talk about vitamin A and sunscreen. But those are still kind of the tried and true things. And there are some new ingredients that are coming out that show retinoid-like effects, like Bakuchiol. Have y'all heard about that?
Yeah.
It's like a
What's
plant.
What's Bakuchiol?
It's a plant derived retinol that activates a lot of similar genes as retinol, but it's not as irritating. That's always the flip side to retinol, is there is a potential for irritation because it's accelerating cell turnover. It's kind of pushing the younger cells to the top surface of the skin, and so you can see some peeling or redness. And not everyone can tolerate, not all skin types can tolerate vitamin A derivatives. So it's nice to have anti-agers that are alternatives, but they may not be as powerful.
Right.
And you can also, I have a question about how effective they are, but first you did say that they can make people sensitive, but there are certain ingredients that, like, when you get a product that has retinol with other things, they're less likely to be sensitive. So what are some of those things?
So we were talking about Elizabeth Arden. I do love, they just launched some new retinol capsules that are formulated with ceramides. And so that helps. Ceramides, if we think about the skin as a brick wall and the skin cells are the bricks, the mortar is made up of ceramides and fatty acids. So that's what's keeping those junctions tight and keeping the skin barrier intact.
Right.
And so as we age, when we hit 30, our ceramide levels have dropped by 46%. It's a sharp decline.
What? And that's then about 40.
I know,
that's
when you get to 40, it's 64%. What? It's really high.
Sorry, I just
yelled. So we have to, like, refortify the barrier.
And that seems really cruel. It Why is. Does that happen?
I mean, I have a running list of God questions. And that is on the top, along with cellulite and varicose veins and all these things that don't serve any healthy purpose. But yeah, I mean, I'm like, really? We're already losing collagen and elastin, then the ceramides drop off the cliff.
Yeah.
So that's why people will get sensitive over time as they get older. They're like, I used to be able to use this product forever, and now I can't use it. It makes me red or irritated. Mm-hmm. It's because those tight junctions aren't as tight, and so things seep into deeper
So if
levels.
You put that in at the same time you're putting the retinol on, it's less
it
likely.
It does help to mitigate some of those side effects where you're getting red or peely or irritated, because retinizing the skin or getting it used to a retinoid or a retinol is a process. Like, we have to have that full conversation every day with patients. When I'm prescribing medicines to contain it, you may get red, you may get peely. We need to baby step our way into using it. I say once a week for a week, twice a week for 2 weeks, three times
a week. Even if it's like a product like those capsules
with
the ceramides?
So the capsules are a great way to introduce the skin to retinol without having to do all that baby stepping, because they are individually packaged. They're in those little capsule forms, and so it's a single use. And they did studies to show that if you don't expose product to air and to light, this retinol capsule will maintain 76% more potency than something you keep going into these jars.
Got it.
So, or tubes. You
but
know.
An airtight pump
airtight
would do that
pump
too.
Is okay.
But some of them in the jars that open up is what you're saying. Yeah.
So they're single use, and then they're also formulated with ceramides so that you have kind of a built-in buffer to the potential irritation, which is a really smart thing to do. And retinol is a pesky little ingredient. It's not as stable as a lot of different products, so it's hard to formulate with. So, you know, if you look about, you think about Elizabeth Arden being a company and developing products for so long, it was like you looked at their SKUs and you were like, they're definitely missing a very powerful, important ingredient. And so what I loved is they didn't just do a Me Too. And they could have thrown retinol in any jar and it would have probably sold well, but they did something different with it in order to help make it, one, available for all skin types because it's much better tolerated, and two, kind of put it into a much easier to use, and you know, it's like a veggie cap. It's very good for the environment. It's biodegradable, and so it's smart.
You said all skin types to use, but I have been reading lately about certain skin types have a genetic variation where the way that they process like vitamin A derivatives is not the same, so that it's possible that there's a certain percentage of the population that could be putting on retinol and never getting the anti-aging effects.
You're right. That's true.
So how do you know if you're one of those people?
I always say if we're not seeing change in your skin, and I give it 12 weeks, because especially if patients are, you know, slow to retinize or introduce it, if they're just baby stepping it, if they're worried they're going to be irritated. If we're not seeing improvement clinically, meaning you look in the mirror and you don't believe that your skin looks better, or and I'm on board with patients. We take pictures and we assess together. Because it is harder to assess change in ourselves. We're all our worst enemy, but that's where pictures really come in and help. But if you're not seeing at least some kind of smoothing of texture or improvement in fine lines, wrinkles, or tone, where maybe you have had some sunspots or little freckles that have lifted, then it will change the ingredient.
Some doctor told me, sounds so rude, some doctor told me that retinol should work within 1 week. Is that crazy? This is a respected doctor.
I mean, I certainly...
No names.
Okay.
But like that. When I heard that, I was kind of like, does retinol really work that quickly?
It can. I mean, we have patients who definitely see improvement, or certainly with acne lesion reduction, mm-hmm. we will see in some studies, it's definitely been demonstrated that you can get like a 22% lesion count reduction per week if we're treating acne. Mm-hmm. And so that definitely is working within a week. So it depends on what our endpoint is. So mm-hmm. yes, you could say for certain that there is an active endpoint in yeah. 1 week, mm-hmm. whether we're counting lesions. If we were doing like yeah. wrinkle depth measurement with a cutometer, I would wait a little bit before I pulled that out. But I think that you can see maybe some brightening, certainly helping to accelerate cell turnover. So
how much, though, is like, you know, I think a lot of people will be like, if they're putting on retinol and they see some peeling, they might think, that's normal, like no pain, no gain. Like, how do you know when it's too much? And I'm not speaking to these retinol capsules from Arden. I'm just talking about retinol
in general.
Or
people that don't buffer it in, they use it wrong twice yeah. a day, every day, too yeah. much
yeah.
product.
Like, when do you know, like, okay, like, this is not a good thing. This is not normal.
It's a great question, because some patients love that sloughing. They want to use, like, Tazorac. They're like, I know that if I put it on Wednesday, I'm peeling by Saturday, and they just use it almost like a
That's
weekly
so
chemical
much
peel.
Inflammation you're introducing.
I agree, and so that is not where we want to live. or I don't. I'm not comfortable with that, and I don't think that ultimately it's good for the skin when you have that much inflammation lying yeah. all the time. But I think if you're like extremely red the morning after, if you find that you're overtly peeling like a snake, like those are things we either need to back off on the concentration or certainly start with something more gentle and get those receptors activated.
Right.
And then we can increase potency into a prescription space if needed. So everyone wants to push always. They're like, can I
Stronger
go up?
Is better, yeah. yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case. And so we want to make sure that we're kind of respecting our skin and living in a nice zone where we're making change that's beneficial, but not inflaming it to the point that it's detrimental.
So peeling the morning after in redness is a bad thing.
I would say that I wouldn't apply it that night. I mean, it's certainly something that I wouldn't say, oh my gosh, you absolutely can't use this. But I would say, okay, for you, then we need to make sure that we're just gently introducing this in order to retinize the skin much mm-hmm. more slowly. Or we stop, if that were a prescription retinoid that I were using, I would say, let's go to over-the-counter retinol. Get your skin used to the mm-hmm. that activation of those receptors and then try to reintroduce that prescription again.
Got it.
Okay, one more retinol question, mm-hmm. then we'll move on.
It's a tough topic.
It's hard.
We could do the whole episode. Yeah, we could do the whole episode on this.
Just to briefly go back to the population that like truly just gets no benefit from mm-hmm. it, is it a large percentage
no.
of the population?
It's small, thankfully,
okay.
which
okay.
is good.
Like so, we're talking like 1 in 10 people or what?
I would say like 1 in 1,000.
Oh, really? Okay, because I know 23andMe was doing some studies on this and like identifying the people that, okay, for you should just don't even bother. It's not yeah. doing anything, but it's a small
it's
percentage.
Small, which is good. And I think that's where everything's going to go at some point, where we get genetically
And you know this will work for me, this
yeah,
won't.
Which is so great.
Yeah.
For everything, skin and medicine. I mean, how great that you wouldn't have to run through 4 different prescriptions to lower mm-hmm. your cholesterol. You know exactly what's going to work for
yeah.
you.
I mean, and for cancer treatments now, too, that's how they're doing
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
Like genetically figuring it out so you're not just like frying everything
exactly.
with chemo or whatever.
It's a good time to be alive. Good and scary time to be alive.
Yeah. So we just wanted to work through a couple other ingredients mm-hmm. that might confuse people. One of them was ceramides, but I think you pretty much like explained. I like the brick mortar
yeah.
analogy. Another was peptides we mm-hmm. hear about all the time. Like I feel like right after retinol, they're like, get a peptide.
Yes.
What's a peptide?
So peptide is just...
What's a dipeptide? What's a polypeptide? No, I'm sorry.
So peptide is, if we think about a peptide being a Lego... A dipeptide is 2 Legos. Polypeptide is multiple Legos. And they're just proteins. They're little pieces of amino acids that build proteins in the skin or in the cells that then make up the skin. And so if we're doing things to enhance cellular turnover, like using a vitamin A product, then we also want to hydrate the skin and help support the building blocks of the cells. And so that's why peptides have come to light. And they're kind of an integral part of not only skin health, but skin hydration too.
And they get into my skin. They're like, because the skin's a barrier, right? But they're tiny enough to get in there and do stuff.
A lot of them, based on molecular size, or, you know, they send nuclear signaling to where you upregulate those.
Oh, so it's not like that went in there and did the job. It turned on my own skin to do the job.
Sometimes, just depending on how big the peptides are. But yeah, they either do like micro signaling or they'll do, or they themselves are little peptides that then link together to be the building blocks of the cell.
Yeah.
And is this something that we should use like in tandem with a retinol, or like do they do just as good of a job as retinols, or, you know, like if you're not into retinol or retin-A, can you just use peptides? Or?
You can. I don't think that they would be as efficacious. I think that they certainly will have a good synergy together.
Okay.
But if you were one who couldn't tolerate retinols, by all means, they're certainly going to be better than
nothing. Okay. What about vitamin C? Because I feel like every single company is launching their vitamin C gel. Or L-ascorbic powders. Or, I mean, every day we get a new product with something with vitamin C.
Yeah. I mean, vitamin C is a very powerful antioxidant, and it's so good for blocking free radical damage. And so if we think about, you know, I always like to back it down, and oftentimes we know free radicals bad and antioxidants good, but like what does that mean on a cellular level? And if we think about we're out in the sun, and that goes through the skin, and it causes a free radical. That's an unpaired electron that wreaks a lot of havoc on the cell. Mm-hmm. What does that look like? Let's pretend that the cell barrier, the membrane, is a zipper.
Okay.
That free radical goes in and unzips the cell and kills it prematurely. We don't want cells to die prematurely.
Right.
So antioxidants, vitamin C, insert themselves in that cell membrane, and it can't unzip.
That's a nice visual. I get that.
I mean, it's very dumbed down, but that way you have a visual for like it's there protecting on a cellular level and keeping your cells healthy instead of prematurely.
But why is vitamin C so great versus all the other antioxidants we hear about?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very powerful one. They have we have a lot. I mean, we have vitamin E, Fluorotin, ferulic acid,
Eudobinone,
they're all great. They all work in different ways, but that same concept is there. And L-ascorbic acid I like a lot because it's the most like bioactive in the skin. And so,
meaning your skin doesn't have to convert it to another version that's usable. It's like already usable.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we, you know, you see that in a lot of the hero products that we talk about for topical antioxidants, but they often work best in tandem with other antioxidants as well. But it's certainly a powerful one that has shown not only to be cytoprotective against damage, not only from ultraviolet radiation, I was giving that an example, but pollution, toxic exposures, smoke, smog, everything else that we really put our skin into contact with.
Yeah.
But it also helps with, you know, the beauty aspects of like hyperpigmentation and melasma and all these things. So if we're using those in higher concentrations, it actually can reverse hyperpigmentation.
Not just prevent.
Mm-hmm.
You should be a professor at Albert Einstein Medical College. She's good at explaining this stuff.
Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra.
I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there, I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, another anti-ager that literally comes up on this podcast, I would say one every five podcasts someone mentions it, is that Biologique Recherche P50 lotion.
I love it.
I get, like, it's acids, it's exfoliating, it smells funky like onions, but, like, it's controversial for some people, some of the ingredients. Yeah. What is that stuff?
So it's lactic acid, it's glycolic acid. The reason it's controversial is because it contains phenol.
What's phenol?
So phenol is an exfoliant that in very high doses, and if we ingested it, has been shown to cause cancer in some patients.
But, like,
so,
what are we talking, high doses?
Yeah, I mean, just like everything. You know, I use it. I'm not scared of it. I know that it has phenol in it. There is a non-phenol version you are scared of it.
Do they create that just because people are freaked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
But does the non-phenol work as well?
I don't think so, because I've been given both. And I like it. My celeb, you know, I treat Sofia Vergara. She loves it. I mean, we all talk about, you can see, and it almost makes you feel like your skin looks better right after you use it. But if it freaks you out, get the, you
so
know.
This phenol, though, was that in, like, I was about to say murine studies. I was going to get real nerdy. Sorry. Was that, like, in a rat study or, like, humans? And they were eating, like, 8 gallons of it? You know, because, like, water could probably cause cancer.
Yeah,
that's
why I'm, like, kind of, I mean, I haven't heard of these studies. This is the first I'm hearing of this phenol. What are you saying?
Phenol.
Phenol.
That's why I wanted to
versus
ask
versus non-phenol thing. I just like, I do worry.
It's the 1970 version versus the modern version. You know how they have the two?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, is that yes. Okay. I knew there were two versions. I was never really sure why. I do hear, and I don't really want to get into this conversation right now, but like, because we'll be here all day and I don't, we've got the art and PR folks here. but I do like, there are brands that are creating products right now, and I won't say who, but I'm sure you can think of a lot of them that are responding not to science, but responding to customer fears.
Yeah.
And they've told us that at Death Sides in the privacy of like, you know, four walls being like, listen, we know that there's nothing, you know, we're responding because our customers are freaked. And I love that they respect their customers. Mm-hmm. I love that they have this close, cozy relationship with their customers, but I kind of makes me uncomfortable that like they're not responding
to the science.
To the science.
I agree.
That big picture freaks me the F out.
Yeah.
Like, what if we say we want a thing that burns our face off? Are you going to make it for us? You know?
Right.
Maybe. We're just like, just put out facts. They have a responsibility as science-led companies to
be like, this actually isn't bad for you.
Yeah. If you have scientists like at the helm of your company, put out facts.
Does it ever bother you?
It does bother me. And we deal with this all the time. And it's odd that it does even change prescriber habits because
I'm sure
we will choose a medicine that's totally safe. And of course, we didn't go into medicine to hurt anyone. We're here to help you. We're not going to prescribe something that we are worried about. But, you know, the FDA has issued a black box warning, you know, and so the patient gets that with the warning. And then they call back and they're like, you wanted me to put this on my face?
And you're their trusted.
You know, and you're like, and you have that conversation four times a day, and then you probably stop writing it because you're just like,
it freaks people
they
out.
They don't, they it's got it from the pharmacy. It looks very official. It is true that it's been issued. But of course, in those doses and that concentration, it's never going to harm them.
Right.
And
right.
I would put it on my children. Mm-hmm. But, and I put phenol on my face. And we used to do full face phenol peels. Like, I know the concentrations.
It's an exfoliating acid phenol. Okay.
Yes. And so I'm not scared of it, but I can totally see that sadly, that's the way behavior gets run right now. And until we kind of take a stance and we're like, no, we're going to dig in and just be backed in science, which is what we try to do.
Is there any ingredient out there that the FDA hasn't regulated? Let's just talk about the United States that you're like, that one actually is kind of scary. Like, I mean,
and Arden definitely does not use that ingredient.
No. But like, people will come up with these lists of these 40 things are banned. But just you as a doctor, you're like, if I saw this in someone's medicine cabinet, that's when I would draw the line.
It's a great question. I mean, you brought up talc. I have a tiny baby in diapers and I don't put that. I don't, you know, do any baby powder because that was legitimately.
Talc-based baby powders.
Yes. Legitimately shown or at least hinted towards, you know, causing cancer in females. So as far as skincare, I think they do a great job of trying to keep it between the lines. I think we're more fear-mongering than like really being like, oh, this is great, but they, you know, or this is really harmful, but let's just keep selling it until they figure it out. I think hydroquinone in this country gets really demonized, and I think it's totally safe. If you really read the studies, it's much higher concentrations that are compounded elsewhere up to like 19% that will cause potential for darkening or what's called ochronosis, where the skin that you're trying to treat that's hyperpigmented gets even darker. And in, you know, some major dose studies, I guess they've also said it's potentially carcinogenic. I prescribe it every day. It doesn't go above 4% in anything I prescribe. Some doctors are even, you know, happy to compound it in higher concentrations here. I just know that I can guarantee when patients get all nervous that I can go into that. And I do. I say that all day long, every day. And they still use it because I've vetted as their doctor that it's okay.
Yeah, right.
So I find that more things get demonized unfairly than are like sliding.
I think that's what Jess was speaking to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, we've talked about a lot of different ingredients, a lot of different products. How do you actually put on your products like in the right way? Because, you know, we all get this question so often. It's like, do the ingredients cancel each other out if I put on X and Y? And I'm like, I don't really know. You know?
Yeah. It's hard. And I get asked that too. And we have to do a lot of, you know, I get to do a lot of work with the media and they'll be like, can these live in tandem? You know, is it retinol and vitamin C or vitamin C and sunscreen? And when do we apply them and how? And so my general rule, and it's shocking. I mean, people who follow y'all, of course, they know skin, they're interested in it, but it's amazing. Even my savviest patients often will be like, now, do I put sunscreen on before my serum?
Yeah. Okay.
That's always last, right?
That, that we know. I just feel like you can't, like, there. I don't know every formulation in the world. I'm also not a chemist, so I'm not going to even pretend to be like, oh, no, hon, that cancels. And, you know, how would you even know? So I have just always gone thin to thickest.
I love it.
With sunscreen at always at the very end, like before makeup. Mm-hmm.
Thoughts? That's my thoughts on her, on her strategy?
I love it. In the morning, I always say that. That's exactly my rule of thumb. Okay. Go thinnest to thickest. When in doubt, you know, a serum's going to go on before cream, before an ointment, you know, like that. But the, you know, patients then will be like, well, when do, what about toning? You know, so cleanse and tone, prep the skin, and
well,
then
start
your routine.
Well, that's pretty thin, so that works with that theory,
it does.
Right?
The only thing that can kind of disrupt the order is at night, if you're using a retinol, regardless of the formulation or the vehicle, I want that on clean skin first before any other product.
Okay.
Because we think about the most active thing, the one we're really trying to change, that's why serum usually goes on first, because it usually has the most potent ingredients. We don't want anything else disrupting it, because if you put a cream or a barrier on first, it may block the activeness.
Even a silky serum, retinol first, and then the serum?
I would.
Okay.
Yeah. And then follow with the serum.
And what, you know, there's so much focus on cleansing right now, double cleanse, micellar, all this stuff. How important is cleansing in your regimen?
I'm a big fan of double cleansing. I mean, clearly I'm a product girl. And I'm a dermatologist. And I'm a makeup girl, so you got to get that off. And so I like double cleansing.
What is your double cleansing routine like?
I do the Arden Ceramide Oil Cleanser first.
Okay.
And then I use Lytic Gel by Epionce. Do y'all know that one?
I don't know that
it's
one.
It's nice. It's like,
is that a water-based cleanser?
No, it's more gel.
Okay.
But it's good. And so that's what I do. And I feel like the oil cleanser does a great job of getting eye makeup off. And then I follow with that. And I like it. And, you know, cleansing used to be so out of vogue. No, everyone was just like, whatever, just get it off, whatever
it
you
rinses
use.
Off.
Irish
doesn't
Springs.
Matter.
Yeah, you know, get it off. And then your product, then the all everything's in the product.
Yeah,
but now
yeah.
when we look at like electron micrographs of the skin and like the amount of pollution and dirt and makeup that still remains in the skin if we don't properly cleanse it, that over time will accelerate aging. So I love that we've gotten, you know, this resurgence of focusing on the first step. And it's not all, you know, just wash down the drain and who cares? I mean, there is real activity to that. So
yeah.
I think it's important.
I think it came in tandem too with long wear makeup. I'm like, makeup is so much better than it was 10 years ago.
That's
like,
a great point.
I have put on sometimes lipsticks that I fully wash my face, went to bed, and then the next morning, like, I'll wipe my mouth with something. I'm like, oh my God, it was still on there. So the oil-based cleanser is what you're saying is taking that off.
Cool.
You said you're a product girl. Can we get into that a little bit?
Sure.
All right. Let's just talk about your hair. I do not understand. Every time I see you, it's like a chia pet. Like, what do? You have the most beautiful hair.
The best hair in the business.
That's
best
nice.
Hair in the biz.
Wow, yeah, sure. That's a high compliment.
Google her.
Well, I have a 11-month-old, and when I stopped nursing, it started shedding.
Yeah.
At 8.
You wouldn't know.
Well, I started taking Nutrafol. I do think that helped a lot. I love that as a supplement. You know, we prescribe things for hair growth all day long. I do a lot of hair loss. But as far as something that's safe and drug-free, I love that vitamin. It's a hair supplement. It's a bit annoying that you have to take 4 capsules at once. Ooh. They can't get all the actives into one. So if you're not a pill taker, that's not fun. You don't have to take 4 during the day. It's all at once, but it still kind of seems like a whopping dose. But I will say that I think that has helped regrow some of the hair that I lost and helps with skin, with hair texture. And weirdly, I haven't had to color my grays as much.
That's weird.
I hear more and more studies going on. We haven't yet to see any real proof of like certain vitamins and supplements that might be able to affect melanin in hair.
I mean, I only know that because my hair girl has had a baby and she pushed back her.
But
her
maybe
maternity.
Your hair's growing slower, so the grays just aren't coming in.
I think
much.
It's growing faster.
But yet still fewer grays.
I mean, they're still there. I'm getting it.
You got a lot of variables going on here. You had a baby.
You asked. I don't know. I'm being honest.
No, that's cool.
And then what about like your skin? Like, we talked about your cleansing routine.
Double cleanse.
What are some things you use in your skin?
So I use the ceramide capsules. I really do like those. I think they're great. And I'll be 42 in a few days. And,
looking good. Looking good.
64% draft. We got to replete. And I actually like their City Smart sunscreen as well. It's tinted and it has a pollution shield in it. And
Which is basically just like an antioxidant complex.
They've got that and then a semi-permeable membrane. It's literally like sitting on top of the skin.
This is the vortex we were talking about. Yes. Remember, you're like, it's not like you put on some and you have a vortex.
So that is so great because if we think about the pores, like dirt and makeup and all that are pretty big. Mm-hmm. But pollution particles are 20 times smaller than our pores. So it's the equivalent of shooting like a nickel through a basketball hoop. It's very easy for them to get down. So the good thing is about, unlike sunscreen that you have to keep reapplying, that pollution shield, when it's on until you wash it off. So you don't have to keep putting that on. And it's almost like a breathable membrane that keeps you from getting all the pollution. And if you look at the studies from pollution, it can accelerate hyperpigmentation by like 22%. It really does age you over time. And we live in the city. So
does this come in tinted?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. It's like a, almost like a BB cream. Yeah, it's really pretty. I think I know someone and I'll send you some.
And what about this eye makeup? Your lashes, are they real?
Okay. These are the Huda Beauty number 17. They're easy. You know, I can't
do
a strip.
A Southern girl. Southern girls can put on lashes.
I can't do the strips, but these are like three bundles of three.
Uh-huh.
And I only put two right
there. You put those on yourself?
Not this morning.
Oh, you did TV this morning. That's right.
But I can.
You can?
And you only need two, or I only need two, but they come for four per eye. So then you get multiple uses out of them. But they're sold at Sephora. And I mean, I'm doing a full commercial right now, but I have no interest in this product except for I love them. And I cannot. I can do surgery. I can cut, take someone's face off, but I can't put on a strip lash on myself. It's so hard because you've got one eye down, you know.
I hope you can do it on someone else.
Like, I can definitely do it on anyone else. But the ones that are like a little bit longer than the individual ones are so easy.
And you always have like a nice, like natural looking like lip cheek situation. Thank you. What's happening there?
What's happening?
So this is Soar, S-O-A-R by Mac.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God we spelled it, because otherwise
it sounded terrible, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Soar by Mac.
And Herpes shade.
Very niche for dermatologists only. And then I do Brave by Mac as well. But I also have a Chanel gloss that I like. That's like 109, I think.
The Glossomer.
Yeah, it was just like a kind of like a flush, natural look, you know?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Nice. I'm going to come here more often. I feel so good about myself.
Anytime. Did we ask, was there something we should have asked you that we didn't ask you that you want to like either correct the record or make sure people know? And just don't say sunscreen. We asked you about sunscreen.
We've already done the public service. They get it. They're like, enough. But wouldn't we not be good dermatologists if we didn't bring it there?
Of course.
I think that globally, I want people to kind of love their skin. I mean, the skin is like such an awesome, awesome organ that keeps us so healthy the majority of the time. And if we just keep it happy and not beating it up and peeling it and doing all the stuff at home that everybody's trying so hard to like do all this home stuff with like really strong exfoliants and peels and everything. Mm-hmm.
And microneedling
really
and like
mess up the barrier or the microbiome. And like if we can just keep it happy at homeostasis, the skin is amazing at doing what it does. And healthier skin looks better. Mm-hmm. Leave the big stuff. I'm not saying we don't need it. And I'm not doing this in my own interest. There are certainly things, but people who are chronically, like we talked about, just irritating it, are doing a disservice even though they think they're doing better for it. So like love your skin, hydrate it, give it what it needs. But let's not do like weekly destruction. That's all I got.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Sounds like you know this from experience. Yeah. You've seen some weekly destroyers.
That's our new podcast name, Weekly Destruction.
That's hilarious. Thank you so
much. This was so fun. Thank you, Dr. Dendy.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.